time for our monthly report from Encourage, and you can find Encourage at 478 East Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, right across the street from Hotel Mead. You can call them at 733-863. And today's topic is picnic. It's the picnic. It's become a great summer tradition in our area, and Mary Manley from Encourage is here. She's the co-leader of the volunteer team for the upcoming community picnic, and let's see, she has with her Ellie Schill and Nancy Regalia.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, and they are two picnic volunteers, and a picnic volunteer, because I've been your friendly picnic announcer the last several years. But good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so first off, when is this year's picnic?
So this year's picnic is Wednesday, August 3rd, and it starts from at 4:30 in the afternoon, and we go until 8 o'clock, and so we'd love to have the community come out and join us for this year's fifth annual picnic.
Yeah, and it started off at Lake Wasicha, Red Sands, and it actually outgrew. Mm-hmm. And last year we had it right by the Tribune Building.
Last year we had it on the beautiful banks of the Wisconsin River right by the Tribune Building, and that's going to be the location for it this year again.
Okay, and are we going to do the same kind of a taste of Wisconsin Rapids kind of a...
We are. We have a number of food partners already lined up for this year. Last year, we actually had 23 new picnic partners for a total of 38 partners. We have a number of our food vendors already lined up, as well as other community partners. So
that is incredible when you think about it. And this is a free event. Mm-hmm. Now, people might make donations or the like, but I mean, that's what blows my mind about this whole thing, is that the community comes together like an large extended family and decides, hey, we're going to have a reunion. We want 20,000 people to come.
Well, last year we had over 1,000 people attend, which is quite a change from our first picnic in 2012, where we had 1,000 people. So every year it's continued to grow and grow, and it really is, it really realizes our vision of a community that works well for all people. It promotes our connections between businesses and organizations as well as the community. So yes, as you mentioned, Carl, it's there's no cost at all to anyone who attends the picnic.
And families. Mm-hmm. And I've heard young families meeting young families. Say a new family from the community who doesn't know a lot of people, making a connection and a friendship at the picnic with another young family.
Yes.
And they're going, hey, we got to do this, get together so often and enjoy each other's company. But you coordinate the volunteers. If someone wants to volunteer for this year's picnic, how can you?
Yes. So last year we had over 250 volunteers to support our fourth annual picnic. To this year, we anticipate even more people attending, which we're very excited about. So we think we'll need about 300 volunteers this year. So we'd love to have a number of people, like 300 of you in the community, come out and volunteer. And so you can volunteer either by calling us at Encourage, 715-423-3863, or emailing us at encouragecf.org. So hello at INCOURAGECF.org.
And do something that you enjoy doing. Not... They like talking in a microphone, strange as that might be. But they, so we work up this thing for the announcements, and I get the scripts emailed to me so I can read over those, and that's what I do. Announcements for folks that, so that you're enjoying your picnic. You know what's coming up, and I introduced the music, you know, the music, and we're gonna have, I'm sure, a lot of great music. Last year was fabulous. It was like a jam session.
Pam Ross has agreed to coordinate all of our music venues this year, and so we have a number of musicians who are on deck. We also have kids inflatables. We have a petting zoo again this year. You mentioned, Carl, it's really something for the whole family. We believe it's something for everyone on the banks of the river.
Yeah. So let's talk to Ellie and Nancy, who are, like me, a volunteer. What got you excited about the picnic, Ellie?
Well, my mom works at Encourage, and she offered me to volunteer in 2013 with Carol Davis with the cotton candy, and I love cotton candy, so that made me very excited. But seeing her do that stuff and how happy it made all the kids, it wanted me to help every year, so I've been helping since 2013, and this is going to be my fourth year helping with cotton candy.
Oh, wow. He just enjoys making the little ones smile.
Yeah.
And watching their face full of cotton candy. Yes. Hey, a picnic without cotton candy, that's not American. We need to have little ones with big smiles on their faces full of sugar. So you love doing that. That's the way, and you probably have fun with the kids. Talk about
that.
So it's not. It's like when you're doing something like that, it's not work. It's a joy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What's the most fun? The interacting with the kids or the working with other volunteers? Or?
Well, I think twirling the cotton candy and Carol Davis she's very funny and she's very fun to work with. So just being with them and giving the cotton candy to the people and seeing how happy they are and seeing that they're making new friends and enjoying it.
That's cool. And Nancy, what got you involved?
I got involved through Mary Manley. I've known Mary Manley for many years, and I thought it would be a fun thing to do, so I started volunteering last year. It was my first time.
Okay. What did you do?
I cut about 3,000 to 4,000 buns, and whatever job they give me, I'm willing to do it.
Okay, so you don't care. Just put me to work in some aspect of the picnic, and you'll help out.
Exactly.
What would you tell someone who's thinking about volunteering, why they should volunteer?
I think they should volunteer because it's a fun thing and it brings the community together. And to me, it's like a family reunion type thing.
Yeah,
so
that's
bring,
what I think. Yeah.
Bring the moms and dads, the kids, grandmas and grandpas, and have a little family reunion there. You can sit along the park there and eat your food and have a wonderful time. And the kids have a great time on the rides, the petting zoo, and whatever they have available.
Yeah, and great food to sample. From all hopefully it leads to maybe a business relationship. Hey, that was pretty good. I'm going to check out that restaurant. Or I'm going to buy my veggies from that particular vendor. You got any idea how many food vendors you're going to have this year?
Well, we know we're going to have an increase from last year. Already we have probably a dozen of them confirmed. So Rockies and Dairy State Cheese, Higher Grounds, Wild Horse.
A lot
of different ones already.
Okay, but say there's another vendor out there. And, hey, I want to bring this treat to our picnic. Just call up your number?
Yep. Again, contact us at Encourage. We'd love to have businesses continue to partner with us on this fifth annual community picnic.
Anything special? It's the fifth annual, so are we going to do anything special this year?
We have this in store every single year.
I know that.
So.
I know.
The big thing this year is we're continuing to have more food vendors this year. Rick Merton is coordinating all of our activities. We have Rafe again with his flyboarding.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was wondering if that was going to be back. Everybody loved that.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
So,
everybody. Yeah, if you haven't seen flyboarding before, it's what it says. It's flyboarding.
Good.
It's a lot of fun and great music. And again, the date of this year's picnic is Wednesday.
August 3rd.
So it's Wednesday, August 3rd, on the banks of the beautiful Wisconsin River in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, on the West Bank, right by the Tribune Building there, just like last year. We're previewing the annual Encourage Community Picnic, August 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. But we need volunteers. And with us is Mary Manley from Encourage. She's a co-leader of the volunteer team. We also have two volunteers, Ellie Schill and Nancy Regalia. And we want you to volunteer. So, Ellie, what would you tell a fellow young person? Hey, what are you volunteering for? Why would you say, hey, come on, volunteer with me?
Because it's fun. It's not work. It's more like just having fun. Consider it working or doing it because I have to or to get service hours as we need as kids. I consider it as having fun with the community members and seeing something be built if we all come together.
Okay. It's like I said, it's like It's like a family reunion. It's like getting together for a big family picnic, and you wouldn't consider that work if you were helping out with your big family picnic somewhere.
No.
You'd be having fun. That's why we want you to volunteer. Okay, so you just have fun. And you did it for the first time this year, and you had a ball.
I had a blast.
Okay.
I saw so many people that I haven't seen for so many years, and I enjoyed talking to them, visiting with them, and just having a great time.
Yeah. And that's the thing I hear a lot about, ladies, is that people meeting folks they haven't seen for ages, as well as making some new acquaintances. I met a gentleman who moved up from Chicago and with the community, and he was in love with and one of the reasons why was things like this picnic. And so we got, and I the reason I enjoy it, I get to have some fun out in the open, and people get to go, oh, you're the guy on the radio. Yes, I told you I have a face for radio. So what's going to be happening between now and that first Wednesday in August with the, what other kind of, I mean, there's the volunteering during the day of the picnic, but I'm sure you can also use some volunteers to prep for the picnic, to help with some other stuff. So why don't we talk about some of the opportunities that you, where people might have an expertise and they can help?
That's a great question, Carl. Thank you for that. So our need for our volunteers has really grown as the picnic has grown. So our first picnic back in 2012, we had 12 volunteers. So, and then we had 628, and then last year 250, and so this year we anticipate 300 volunteers needed. So yeah, it's not just the evening of the picnic, but let me talk first about that. We actually have 4 shifts that people can volunteer for. So maybe they're available during the day and can help us set up the picnic.
Okay.
So any time between noon and 4:30, if people can help us set up for the picnic, we need to put up tents and help the food vendors unload their products and get all that set up, get the cotton candy machine set up for Ellie and that kind of thing. And then we have the first shift works 4 to 8.
Okay.
And a lot of those people actually work with food vendors. We also have beverage stations, so we have water and cranberry juice available. We have a little beer tent, so we need help with that. And then we have people who need to help us clean up the tables and, you know, resupply things. And then we also offer a shift from 6 to 8, kind of doing some of the same things. And then we have a cleanup shift, which we always need people to hang around. Nancy helped with that last year, helped us clean up and pack things away, and it goes very, very quickly.
My
hands make light work.
That's right. And I was amazed last year at how quick it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were some big stations and the like, and then it was like, bam, here's the, I mean, I noticed some of the football teams just showed up with, okay, guys, tear that down.
Yeah. And that, you bring up a wonderful point. We have the student council from Lincoln High School is bringing a lot of volunteers. We have the football teams from the surrounding schools who are helping us.
Great.
Last year we had a volleyball team. This year we actually have a teams who are coming in and helping us with the setup. So there's a lot of different ways that people can step up and volunteer. And so by calling our office, 715-423-3863, they can just say, yeah, I'd love to volunteer at our picnic. So, Carl, you had also asked about what can people do between now and then. So,
right.
Yes, we have lots and lots of planning going on right now. We are going to come up with putting our lanyards together for our volunteers, sorting out the T-shirts as they come in. So there's always something that needs to be done at the office.
I'm glad you brought up the T-shirts. You get a really cool T-shirt, too. I get to wear my cool T-shirt.
That's exactly right. So we do appreciate our volunteers.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot of fun. And like you said, there are shifts. So if a certain shift Now, how long are you ladies planning? You got your shifts picked out, or are you just going to help out the whole picnic?
I like to do the beginning shift, start preparing everything, and then I like to stick around. What I do is I first eat, and then I go around and start clearing tables and help the elderly if they need any help carrying their food to the table or
That's wonderful.
Wherever. So it doesn't have to end after your first shift. You can stick around and help out and mingle with the people and have a great time talking.
Yeah. When does the food start?
At 4:30.
At 4:30.
4:30 to 8:00.
That's right. As I remember, I said, it's dinner time, everybody.
That's right.
Food is on.
The food is fabulous.
It is. It is. No, the problem with me is to try and break away. What I usually try to do is during the band sets, in between my announcements, to try to, okay, I'm going to that one this time and get something quick and then get back to my workstation. But it works out.
One of the cool things about the food is that we estimated last year that 2/3 of our food partners served local products or incorporated local ingredients in their menu items. So
that's great.
It's truly a community picnic, and the focus is on local food. So that's what's very exciting, I think. And people really enjoy that about the community picnic.
Well, yeah, community. What's the culinary history? Where are some of the items that are grown here? Is there something with cranberries or some potato items? I see the potato growers last year had their own, and especially they were doing super-duper baked potatoes.
And we have Harold Altenberg coming back with his fresh roasted corn again.
Oh, that's to die for. I forgot how many ears I ate last year.
Yeah.
That's one of those things you can grab and run.
That's right.
And you know, I'm standing by the mic holding an ear of corn. It's fun. I get tempted, but the cotton candy, but I just don't know with the beard. But the little ones. How much cotton candy do you think you put?
A lot. I don't know. Like, I can't even estimate. There's so much. There's usually a line that goes out to the street, and it's a lot of people.
Now,
with two machines going.
Yeah, we had two machines going.
We should have mentioned it's right by the Tribune Building, the one that's being restored. You all know, on the West Riverbank.
First Avenue
there. And basically, that street is going to be closed off. And a number of other streets around there, so that you can easily get into the picnic grounds. Where would you suggest people park?
So parking is probably the best thing, is to do it over by the Centralia Center.
Okay.
So if they can park or by the Centralia Center and then walk over, that's the best. This year we anticipate the Grand Avenue Bridge also being closed.
Okay.
So our food vendors will be able to come through there and drop off their food items, but that will be closed to the general public. So if they come in from the west side of town and park by the mall or the Centralia Center and walk in, that's the perfect place.
What about folks coming from the east side of town?
East side of town, Jackson Street Bridge around by the mall, and again, over to that Centralia.
Okay, so
if they want to walk across the bridge, that's totally
fine. Yeah, park
too.
On that side of the river and then walk across.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful evening like last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting in the order now.
It always turns out, you know, we kind of worry about, is it going to rain or do we need to have a rain location? But every year, last year was gorgeous.
It was a gorgeous evening. It was a very nice evening. But we also want to talk about something else that families can make use of. And that is over at the Municipal Zoo. And Helen Zoo House at the zoo has been doing some great programming there, bringing in some great shows, I guess, for lack of a better term, that bring critters to the zoo and especially are kid-friendly.
So if you missed the one this week, don't worry about it. We had the Minnesota Zoo Mobile in this past Tuesday, but great news, we have three more events coming up this summer. Again, it's open to the public, it's interactive fun for the whole families. So mark your calendar for Tuesday, June 28th. Zoozort is coming July 26th. We have Bruce the Bug Guy, Close Encounters, coming.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Tuesday, August 9th, we have David Stokes' Summer Wildlife Show. So nature's biggest, strongest, and smelliest bugs. They're at 11 a.m. and then again at 1 p.m. Again, it's Helen's Zoo House over by the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo. It's open. There's not a cost, and it is a great time for the family to come and enjoy our zoo.
Yeah, and go to the show and have a picnic and have a fun afternoon as a family.
We have two other Wisconsin Rafter games coming up. So this coming Monday, June 13th, is called the Encourage Guaranteed Win Night. So it's 2-for-1 ticket offer for anyone and perishable food item. And then if the Rafters lose, which we hope they won't, of course, all fans will receive a ticket voucher to a future game upon exiting the stadium.
Okay.
And then Thursday, July 14th, we have Summerween at the Rafters. So anyone who comes to the game will receive an Encourage Rafters drawstring bags, and costumes are encouraged that night.
Okay. It's going to get... But some fun at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. And that's fun to go to a Rafters game. And like you, thank you for mentioning that, because I can now do a shameless plug. Remember, if you can't get to the ballpark, we'll bring the ballpark to you here on AM 1320 as we are your official home of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball. And tomorrow being Thursday, and since the Rafters are home, we'll have Meet Your Rafters during the noon report around 12:40. Get to meet some additional members of the team and hear their story and hear them talk about their host families and everything else. So that's another great community thing. Folks, all set for this year's picnic?
Yes, we are.
We need volunteers. And the way you volunteer, you call up 715-423-3863. 423-3863, you say. I heard you say you need some volunteer help. Okay, I got it. And you might be a vendor. You might be someone that wants to contribute some food to the party, especially if you got a local specialty. We love that. And great exposure for you and your business, and I guarantee that. So, again, that number to call is 715-423-3863. The picnic is August 3rd. That's a Wednesday. It goes from
4:30 to 8, and it's open to everyone
in the area. It does. You have to. If you can hear my voice, come on over. We want you. And Ellie promises to have plenty of cotton candy for the kids.
Yes.
Now, do you? Come on. How much cotton candy do you pick?
Well, not too much, because I'm too busy trying to make it.
But does it get tempting?
Yes, very tempting.
Because you can smell that sugar. And
it gets all over you, and you're just like...
So that's why you get the stuff all over you. So you can take a lick now and then.
Yeah.
See, we're learning some of the professional secrets of cotton candy vendor. Okay. But we need help. You can help out kids at with the cotton candy. You can help Nancy. You could do all sorts of different jobs, right?
It's a lot of fun. Come and help us.
Yeah. And I'll be your friendly guy by the microphone. You'll see me reading some scripts every now and then and telling you, making announcements and pertinent things and introducing some musicians, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be a lot of fun as we get together as a community at our community. I want you to mark that on your calendar and join us for a beautiful evening. And it's going to be a lot of fun again. And the more volunteers, remember, the more volunteers, the easier the work for everybody. So call that number, 715-423-3863. We've been visiting with Mary Manley from Encourage. She's the co-leader of the volunteer team. And Ellie Schill and Nancy Regalia. And they're two volunteers, and they want you to join them in all the fun. Well, ladies, on third.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. And that's going to wrap up our report from Encourage, and that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Morning Magazine.